raise up their hand, please. Thank you. And the ladies back here will get them an envelope there. God is good all the time. That is right. And that's good news. I mean, his will, Jesus' express image of God and his grace and mercy and his love for people, praise God. And I was teaching that on Wednesday night, and how Jesus was the first one, our good shepherd, that, and this is not the message Monty's going to be preaching, but that he put value on human beings, on people, praise God. He knows the number of the hair on her head, and he does so great. Feeds the sparrows, takes care of them. He loves. And now, welcome everybody to Voice of Believers Church, Sunday morning edition. We're going to take up tithes and offerings. The text is going to be out of 2 Corinthians 9:8. I love this word. This is a good word of God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9:8. So you could put your trust in this word, because this is a thought of God, and he spoke it out through his prophets and his people of God, his apostles and disciples. It was spoke out, praise God, and written down. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace. And that word grace means favor and blessings. So he's able to make all favor and blessings abound towards you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. I love that scripture. Every good work. And I think of that. And God always makes a way. If you got a heart to give, and you're a tither and you're an offer, and you got a heart to give, God always makes a way. I remember when the van had a tornado, was it last year? Just after Riley come in. And then all of a sudden the Lord put it on my heart for what a Samaritan purse went in there. And which was Franklin Graham to help the people and make sure they have food and help them get back up on their feet till they get their insurance money to get their houses built back up and everything. And they were praying with people, handing out Bibles, and just he was there for them in Jesus' name. And the Lord put it on heart for this church give $500 to that, praise God, to help get Van and the people going. And I believe God did that to a bunch of people around and a bunch of churches all over the place, you know, taking care of his people, praise God, and even taking care of the non-believer, you know. Some of them may have come to Jesus Christ. So he does it through ministry, and we do the jail, and so provides for the jail and other orphanages, but also personally, too. And, you know, seeing people come in and out that need help, and God prompt to give help, praise God. And also your own family, your things for my wife and birthdays and Mother's Days and the children's birthdays and nephews and nieces and all those things to be a blessing to them, praise God. He provides that abundance for every good work, because each one of those is an abundance of every good work. If you trust this word and you do it, don't just look into this mirror and walk away. If you'll stay steady and start doing it, it'll start happening in your life, praise God. It'll start happening in your life. All right, let's pray over those tithes and offerings. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, you give us a heart to give just like you, Father. You're a giver, and we thank you, Lord, for that. And, Lord, we just bring all our tithes in the storehouse, and Lord, and you open the windows of heaven, pour out blessings on us, and not room enough to contain it all. You rebuke, divide from touching our stuff. The enemy shall not destroy the fruits of our ground, and all shall cause happy and blessed. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that blessing. We thank you, Lord, that you also said we can believe for 30, 60, 100-fold, 1,000-fold. And if Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe. Some believing for me and being full return, Lord. We want to be able to do more for you in the kingdom, Lord, and be a blessing to those around us, Lord. Just make us a place where, kind of like a warehouse, but not to store it there, but just let it go through us and to help other people, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Daniel, thank you for taking that up. This Wednesday night, we're having Hershey Pie at 6 p.m. to about 6:20, and then we're going to hit the streets. We're going to get out there and preach the gospel. We're going to go door to door, I'm not trying to go get people as to come to church as and to make sure they're saved and didn't need prayer. We started it as that because Riley came in. We wanted to make sure they were saved too, and it was that was added to it. But we still give them a a little package of the church's CDs and card and everything. We still get that. But number one thing is that Jesus cares for them. He loves them if they need any prayer. Because right now, a lot of people don't. The earth looks like it's a little on the shaky ground, everything that's going on. So they're wondering what's going on. So, and last time we got to pray with this man down right down 21 here on the left. Praise God, Monica and I did. So, hey, it's Evangelism 101. Amen. All right, Monica, come on up.
Amen. And that man, if you could, that man was excited that there was a church around here that was going around praying for the community. He was like, whoa, that's exciting. Praise God. Well, I'm excited to be here. Praise God. You know, we're here. Why do we come to church? Well, we come out of obedience. But why does God want us to come to church? Just because, oh, so we're his little peons, just do according to what he says? No, he has a purpose in it. And the purpose is to get us on fire for God, because he don't want us lukewarm. He don't want us cold. He don't want us forgetting. He wants us to remember he's coming back, and he made us into his bride. He made us right with God, and he wants us hot. Thank you. Praise God. And he wants us ready, and we're ready in him by faith. And we get each other excited in our faith. We learn how to win and overcome in life. Praise God. And not only that, thank you, Lord. He came so we can have the faith, because why? Faith defeats this world. He wants us to bring heaven onto the earth. Praise God. Isn't that good news? Amen. Well, I'm going to pray. Well, Father God, I just thank you, Lord. We come here before you, and I ask for your anointing, Lord. We just thank you for the anointing, because you said to study to show yourself approved, and I studied, but I thank you for the anointing so I can, we can share this good news, Lord, the good news that sets us free. And Lord, you said you would confirm your word with signs, wonders, and miracles, and I'm expecting that. I'm expecting us to leave here different. Fully your spirit, fully your power, fully healing and deliverance of every kind. And Lord, just speak through me. Let it be your words and your thoughts that come through me. Let me just be your vessel. And Satan, I bind you now from operating against us. You get in Jesus' name. And all who agree with that, say amen. Amen. Well, today, I'm finally going to finish the strong spirit, because this is number 11. Think about that. 10 teachings of a strong spirit. And so if you missed any, if you want to find out how to have a strong spirit, why we need a strong spirit, we have teachings on our website. You can listen to them for free. We have some in the foyer, and they're free. And the first one, just to get you up on speed, the first one was, why do we need a strong spirit? Number two is why. It's also why, and what does it look like? What will it do for you? And number three was the signs of a weak spirit. Number four was indicators of a strong spirit. What does it look like? Number five was getting rid of those things that would keep you from being strong. Number six is how to develop. Six, seven, and eight was about feeding on the Word of God. And number seven and eight was about resting in God. Number nine was exercising your faith, which is doing the Word of God. And so this is number 11 of a strong spirit, and it's actually 10 was the beginning of habits of a strong believer, and I didn't get to finish that. In fact, I had 15 and a half pages. I got up to page 13. I was like, what am I going to do? I only got 2 pages left. There's nothing left. But you know what? I was spending time with God, and there's still plenty left. Praise God. And so this is the finishing of a habit of a strong believer. And so I want us to look at our foundational scriptures. We have 2 of them. And the first one is Proverbs 18:14. The human spirit can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? So we can endure if our spirit is strong, but if our spirit is crushed, if our spirit is weak, we can't. And then our second scripture is Proverbs 24:10. Can you all see that? If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? If you fail under pressure, your strength is small. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you slack in the day of distress, your strength is limited. We don't need our strength to be limited. Praise God. Amen. We need a strong spirit. So I want us to look at Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6 says this: "My people destroyed from lack of knowledge." How do you don't you know that God knows more than we do? Come on, he knows more than me. He knows more than you. And it's lack of knowledge that is destroying the people of God. Amen. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Christians are the real progressives in the world. Do you know that? Because we're progressively getting stronger if we're following after God. But if you really, if we think about it, actually every human being is a progressive. We're either progressively going the wrong way, or we're progressively going after the right way. We're either getting deeper into debt, deeper into the curse, deeper into trouble, or we're going deeper out of that bad life. We're getting deeper into the good life, praise God. I want to go in all the way. I don't know about you. Amen. I think everyone does if they really thought about it. Amen. And I want you to understand that I'm not the same person as I was when I first got saved almost 30 years ago, when I first became born again. I'm not even the same person 20 years ago when I decided I was going to go in all the way into God's way of living. I'm not the same person I was 14 years ago when I married Lyle, am I? Nope. I'm not even the same person I was just from a year ago. Why? Because I keep pressing towards God. And I'll tell you, progress, getting better, at first seemed impossible. It seemed too hard. It seemed so slow. And, oh, this is good, I'm telling you. God was showing me this while I was praying. You know, because at first, is we are going upstream. You know, I remember doing this as a kid. I don't know if you did. We used to have a little whirlpool, a little pool. And then you gather all your friends. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever done this. We would go around in a circle. You know what I'm saying? And then it gets faster and faster until finally it'll carry you away. Right? And then when you turn around, you do the same thing. And you're like, oh. But you keep going until finally it gets faster to the point where it carries you. That's what it's like. You know, you go in the wrong way and just, you know, and you're learning the wrong way, and pretty soon it'll pull you, right? But that's why when we turn towards God at first, we're going upstream. But if you keep going and keep going, pretty soon it will pull you too. Isn't that good? And that's the truth, isn't it? So we don't want to give up. We need a strong spirit till we can get to the place where it becomes a habit. And then that spirit is the supernatural power of God will take over. Isn't that good? And I want you to know that I've noticed a few things in my life as I've adjusted my will to his will, my thoughts to his thoughts, my words to his words, and my actions according to the word of God. I've noticed a few things. I've noticed I don't have the same voices in my mind. I used to have voices that says, you were born a loser, you'll always be a loser. You were born poor, you'll always be poor. Amen? I don't have those voices no more. I've also noticed that I have peace in my mind. I'm not afraid anymore, because I used to have bad dreams. I used to have nightmares. Not anymore. But it didn't happen overnight. My life didn't change by one good decision. You know, it's one decision at a time. One day at a time. One good decision at a time. Not just five. You just keep going. Praise God, and then your life will line up. We can't give up. I've also noticed I'm not angry anymore. Aren't you glad? I used to be angry. Because when you're trapped, you get angry, right? Amen. And I noticed a few other things. I'm quicker to understand the word of God. I'm quicker to hear God. I'm quicker to obey him, to adjust my life to his life. I'm quicker to forgive. It used to be so hard and painful. I'm a lot quicker now because I know. I understand. Hey, it's getting me free. Lord, they need prayer. But at first, it was hard. Because at first, I thought I was, you know, they were getting off scot-free. And it was putting me in danger. No, you're putting me. I'm putting myself in God's hands. Amen. I've also noticed I'm more stubborn in the good things than in the bad things. I used to be stubborn in my sin. Who you calling the sinner? Because I didn't understand. Now I'm stubborn about staying in God's will. Praise God, because I want that blessed life, and that devil is not going to keep it from me. Amen? I'm not the same person. I have a hope and a promise. This is not a gamble. This is not, come on, 7-Eleven. It's not a chance. This is a sure thing. Isn't that good? So we need to keep hearing this so we remember it. Because, you know, when I first started out, I had more bad days than good. I mean, when I started out, I had a negative mindset. I was not a positive person. I didn't know there was nothing to be positive about, right? But you know what? We have a, Jesus is on his way. He's coming soon. We can do this. We can do this. And he's going to say, well done. Not because we're perfect, but because he made it perfect. Praise God. We have a blood covenant with Jesus that made us right with him. Isn't that good? And it starts with a decision. A decision to keep following after him no matter what. A decision to learn to line up my thoughts with his thoughts and my words with his words and to learn to live his way. Because his way is the better way. He knows what he's doing. His way, he knows more than us. Amen? And so in order to do all that we need to do to get free, we need a strong spirit. I looked up a couple words. One was sustain. Because in the Amplified, a strong spirit will sustain you. What does sustain mean? It means this. It means it will comfort you. A strong spirit will help you. It will assist you, encourage you, support you. It will carry you during those hard times. Isn't that good? But then faint. What does faint mean? It means you're lacking courage. Your spirit is weak. We don't need that. We need to have a strong spirit. And I'll tell you, the word of God will make your spirit strong. Let's look at Isaiah 55, verse 8. Let me bring it down a little. It says, this, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. My ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. God's got good plans. And they're plans for every person. Isn't that good? And they're plans for our redemption, our salvation, and for us to defeat this evil world. Isn't that good? That's right, Lord. Thank you for reminding me. Also, the reason we come to church, too, another good reason, and you know, to be in the Word and go to church, is because the gifts that God gave us as a body of Christ, you know what they are? They're apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers. Isn't that true? That's what it says. And why? So that we can all grow up together and get mature and strong. Come on. Get everyone free and defeat this world, this evil world. Isn't that good news? So if God knows more than we do, then we need to do it his way and not be stubborn on doing it the world's way. Let's look at John 14:21. And this is Jesus' words. It's not Monica's words. Verse 21. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. So if we love him, we're going to do it his way. And he's not doing it because he's some control freak. You got to do it my way. No, because he knows it's the safe way, the blessed way to travel through the curse. Amen? It's the way that will overcome the curse. Praise God. So Jesus said if we love him, we'll do it his way. Because then he can't help us like he wants to if we're being stubborn and sticking to the old way of doing things. Amen? We need to get in agreement with his way. Amen? Excuse me. Let's look at Romans 12:2 says this. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, perfect will. Or don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Think about that. If we renew our mind, we'll change. But if we don't renew our mind, we won't change. We'll stay the same. We'll have the same. Amen? He's telling us the truth. You know, because we've all been brought up, we've all been born into Satan's kingdom of darkness. And the only way out is to get born again into God's kingdom. But then we got to renew our minds. Amen. And let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 5. It says this. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So we got to think of the Word of God. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. I want life and peace. Amen. God is telling us the truth. Being spiritually minded, word-minded, will lead to the abundant life. It's the key to getting free. The key to getting free in our minds. Because He works from the inside out, and it starts with our thoughts. Amen? And the more prosperous, God wants us to prosper. He wants us happy. He wants us blessed. We can't be happy and blessed if we're controlled by the enemy. Amen? That's good news. So in order to live in the blessing, free from the effects of the curse, it takes more than being born again. Born again, praise God, it's our way to heaven. Thank God. Paid for, free. Jesus paid it. We could never afford that. We could never pay for it. It's free. But He wants us to experience more than that. There's benefits to it. He wants us to bring heaven on earth. We are the only power on earth that can do that, praise God, until Jesus comes back. Amen? Let's look at James 4:7. This is what James 4:7 says. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, I used to submit myself to the devil and resist God. No, it's the opposite. The complete quit resisting God. We have to quit doing that. Instead, yield to God. Submit to God. Amen? And resist the devil. And he will flee. He will flee. Here's another version. Subject yourself to God. Get in on His plan. Do it His way. You know, because the devil's pushy. He's, you know, and he works through people just like God does. They're deceived. We forgive them. We need to pray for them. I was a tool of the enemy without even knowing it. Even now, if I'm not careful, I could be used of him if I'm not watchful. And, you know, that's why the enemy, he's always trying to lure you in, trying to hook you, get you back out of God's will. And so what do? We resist it, say, no, I'm sticking with God's side, thank you. And he has to leave, praise God. Amen? And so we need a strong spirit in order to do that. Isn't that true? It pays to sell out to God. You know, when you sell to the enemy, there's always a catch. Proverbs 10:22 says the blessing comes. the blessing brings the blessing of the Lord makes you rich, and he adds no sorrow. But the devil, there's always a price. You know, just like he tempted Jesus, I'll give you all this if you serve me. The devil's still doing that. If you serve me, you'll get all this. And you might have it for a little while, but he's not going to pay. He is not going to save you. No, he's a liar. He's just out to hook you and to use you, and then he's going to destroy you because he is the destroyer. But God loves us. Isn't that good? Amen. So I want to finish up on the habits, the seven habits of a strong believer, because we're going to be strong, aren't we? Amen. And so I want to go over it really quick of what the strong habits are. And if you want the details, I ended up at number 5. So the first ones, they're on tape number 10. But the first one, what is the habits of a strong spirit? They feed their spirit by making a habit of reading God's word every day. Every day. And number 2 was they build up their faith by listening to God's word every day. Listening. You know, because Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. So when you hear it every day, faith comes every day. Isn't that true? And listen to faith teachings. Number three was they strengthen and encourage themselves by speaking out God's word. Don't speak what the devil's saying. You speak the promises of God. Amen. And number four is they dominate and control their thought life by filling their mind with God's word, renewing their mind daily. Very important. In fact, I had like three pages on that one. And then number five is they anchor and establish their heart by giving God continually praise and thanksgiving. Is where I ended up at. And I had to see, praise is the language of faith. Praise is the language of receiving, because if you really believe that you received, you'll be thanking him for it and giving him praise. If you're still trying to get it, you didn't receive it by faith. Isn't that true? So you just need to receive it by faith, because guess what? It's coming. Don't quit. Give him thanks for it. Do it by faith and give him praise. Amen? And so then the next one, number six, is they edify themselves and charge their battery by praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. Now, I didn't go into great details in this. In fact, pray for me, because now I'm deciding which way I want to go my next teaching. Because I'm really feeling led, I need to might do two teachings on this in more detail. Because there's power in it. There's power in praying in tongues. I know a lot of people are scared of it, but there is power. Because right now, we're praying and talking about the natural and the Word of God. But there's more. When we pray in tongues and in the Spirit, we're praying out of our spirit with the Holy Spirit that lives in us. And we're praying things in a heavenly language, praise God. In fact, let's look at Jude 1:20. There's only one chapter. Jude. But you, dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith and praying of the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit, praise God. It's just like when you see your cell phone losing power, you plug into the source. We got to plug into the power source. Amen? Amen. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14:4. It says this, anyone who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the entire church. So when we pray in tongues, we're building ourselves up. We're strengthening ourselves up. Isn't that good? You know, when we get baptized in the Holy Spirit, we receive the ability to pray in tongues. And see, I'm thinking about doing a teaching on that. But if you don't know how to do that, there is two teachings on my Facebook. And you can also look up Kenneth Hagin's book. He wrote a book called Tongues Beyond the Upper Room, and you can find that on rhema.org. But I'm also thinking about doing a teaching on that, so pray for me. And number seven, habits of a strong believer, they become streamlined, or we get focused by getting rid of excess baggage, or we adjust ourselves to God's word by getting rid of junk we don't need. Let's look at Hebrews 12:1. This is good. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, do you know we got a cloud of witnesses where we go? They're watching us. Come on. They are watching us saying, come on, you can do this. Come on, whip them. That's right. They're watching us. Think about that. Since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Amen. Amen. See, it's possible for us to do more. Sometimes we don't need more power. Sometimes we need to get rid of more junk. Amen? Amen? You know, excuse me. Just like if you have a computer that's starting to slow down, or your phone starts slowing down, maybe we need to get rid of some excess files and junk. You know, or your mailbox is so full and you find out it's just junk mail. You know, amen? We need to, and here's how to do it too. Let's look at James. James chapter 1 verse 22 tells us how to do that. In fact, you touched on that. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. If you listen to the word and don't obey it, it's like looking at your face in the mirror. You see yourself and you walk away and you forget what you look like. Instead, what we're supposed to do is when you look in the mirror and you, oh my gosh, I didn't know my hair was a mess. Let me fix it. That's how it is. You look at the word like, oh, I didn't know. I'm not supposed to do that. Let me fix this. Amen. I remember the first time I found out I was supposed to be reading the meditating on the word night and day. I was like, oh, okay, let me do that. Let me fix that. Amen. Because I want a good success. So you see yourself, you walk away and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, it's not a perfect law that gives us in bondage. That's the devil. It's that will set us free. And if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. He'll be able to bless us. Amen. Amen. And I'm fixing to end. So I want us to look real quick. The seven benefits of a strong spirit. I'm going to end pretty soon. One, a strong spirit will get you through anything, no matter what you're going through. If you do these things, it will help you receive from God. It will help you hold on to what you receive, not let go of it. A strong spirit will help you resist the devil and temptation. You'll be strong enough to do that. You'll be strong enough to help others. You'll be strong enough to stand firm against the pressures of life. You'll be strong enough to build a protective wall around, first with your mind, and then your body, and then your family, and it can even build a wall around your city. Amen? And when a nation stands together in the body of Christ, we can build a wall around our city. Amen? I think this is my final scripture, 2 Corinthians 2:14. I like this. I think I'm going to look up two more, though. But thanks be to God who always, always leads us to triumph in Christ and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. He's leading us in triumph, one victory at a time. And then the knowledge of him spreads all around us because God's seeing us overcome and win in life. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? I like that. Amen. So this is what I was getting when I was praying some more this morning. We're not to be wavering. A strong spirit, we don't waver. We stay persistent because the devil will try to sift you. What does sift mean? It separates you. He's trying to separate you from God, separate you from the promise of God, separate you from the family of God, from the blood covenant. No, no, no. We will not waver. We will stick with the plan of God. And so I want us to look at, because I didn't write it down, 1 John 5:4. So we'll look at that. You'll like this. This is one of my favorites. Amen. Amen. It's a good one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says this. For every child of God, come on, are we a child of God? Defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. Praise God, isn't that good? And, you know, I heard something interesting this morning. I was listening to George Pearson and Gloria Copeland. They were talking about bulldog faith. And he said this. He said, this word victory is the only place that they have this particular word in the whole Bible, and it's Greek. And you know what it is? It's Nike. Nike, yeah. And it means victory, the very means of your success. I thought that's pretty cool. And see, remember in Romans 10:17, we get faith. How do we get faith? By reading the Word of God. Faith comes by reading the Word of God. Because if we're not in faith, we're in the natural. And faith will lift us up above the circumstances and overtake. Amen? And so the power of God is the faith of God, and it's a yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Isn't that true? Do we want a healed nation? Do we want a healed family? Yes, we do. And we're not, we are going to take it, and we're not going to let go till we receive it. Amen? That's right. Are we ready to pray? I'm ready to pray right now. Amen. Well, Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that we're not victims, we're overcomers. We're victorious. We are the body of Christ. That's right. We represent you. We're your ambassadors. We're your vessels. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that we are not helpless. We are kings and priests. That's right. And we take our authority right now over every work of the devil and everyone in the family of God and in the body of Christ. And we say, devil, you let go of them right now. You let go of every child of God right now. You let go of their minds. You let go of their bodies. You let go of their money. You let go of their things. You let go of our cities. You let go of our schools. You let go of our marriages and our families. You let go now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, we are here today establishing your plan, Father God, your plans of deliverance in every marriage, in every family, in every child of the living God, healing in their minds, healing in their bodies, healing and the word of God in our schools. We call for the word of God to saturate our nation, to saturate our cities, to saturate our homes. We just thank you, Lord. We declare it. We receive it by faith, Lord. It's the faith that defeats this world. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we don't have to lack any good thing. And if there's any of you that are listening to this, that are listening to the CD or on our website, voiceofbelieverschurch.org, and you don't know if you have Jesus, Jesus is the only name that is solid. Jesus is the only name that will get you out of your mess. Jesus is the only name that will get you from the darkness to the light. It's the name that defeated death. It's the name that defeated Satan. And it's the name that will save you. Anyone who calls upon the name of Jesus will be saved. So call on him right now. Invite him into your life right now, and he will come, because he was raised from the dead for you. And Lord, and if you prayed that prayer, if you prayed that prayer, if you have any kind of need or have a praise report, you contact us either through our website or Facebook. We would love to hear from you. And Lord, I just release us now in the blessing of God that destroys every yoke, that sets people free, the blessing that goes wherever we go. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Bless wherever we put our hand to because of the blessing. No sickness or disease shall come in our dwelling, but with a long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. So, Lord, we just go out of here sent by you, ready to overcome, ready to spread the good news. I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All who need prayer, come on, I'm ready to agree.
2016, the year of the great breaking loose. You ready? 2016 is the year of the great breaking loose.
Also, I want to add too, 2016 is the year of the visitation, manifestation, signs, wonders, and miracles in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.